Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Alicia Shanice Reviews. I am your host, it's your girl Shanice, coming back at you with another podcast. We are on episode 307 and today's topic is another segment reading of the book, The Tale of the Park Hill Crew, written by your very own host, Alicia Shanice. Today's episode will be the final chapter of chapter 9. The final segment, shall I say. I'm going to admit this chapter was long. It should have been broken up into two. I told you guys I'm a first-time writer, so the chapters are, some are a little lengthier than others, so my apologies for that. But this will be conclude chapter 9, and then on a Sunday, I will release chapter 10, which is called The Battle of the Gang. So today, we're going to be reading pages 288 through 326, and that will conclude chapter 9, and then we'll move on to chapter 10. As always, if you need to get in touch with me, Facebook is Alicia Shanice, Instagram Alicia Shanice Reviews, email Alicia Shanice Reviews 13 at gmail.com. You can inbox, DM, or email me if you have any recap requests, with that being a TV show, movie, docuseries, or if you have any businesses, brands, music, or anything that you're working on that you would like for me to help promote or just support in any type of way. All of that is free of charge. Just hit me up. It can be inbox, DM, or email me. I'm giving away a few more books to people who are currently incarcerated. So if you know anyone who loves a good read, and they're, you know, in that predicament at this time, email me. Don't DM or inbox that information. Email it to me at AliciaShaniceReviews13 at gmail.com. I'll need their inmate number, first and last name, and their address of the correctional facility that they're in. And I'll send it to them directly from off of Amazon. So I'm giving away a few more books. So let me know if you know anybody in that situation. That will be completely on me. If you listen to the podcast on Spotify, please hit the follow button. It helps me out in tremendous ways. Also, if you listen on Spotify, you might as well go ahead and check out my music playlist. They're all under Shanice Loves. If you type that in, one playlist will populate. All you have to do is just click on the picture profile and it takes you to the rest of my self playlist that I've made up. And I have every genre because your girl got some long range music ears. And if you need to purchase the book still, it is on Amazon. The link is below and it is available in ebook and paperback form where it's shipped directly to you or downloaded instantly. So on that note, let's go ahead and get into the show and conclude chapter 9, The Jones Reunion. Today we are reading pages 289 through 326. Let's get into the show.
All I need is one mic. That's all I need. All I need is one mic. All I need, niggas. All I need is one mic. Yeah.
Hey, y'all. It's your girl, Shanice. And I'm just coming in to check in with y'all to remind y'all to protect y'all energy, as I always say. Life is at, you know, we have very different stresses at an all-time high. Why not go ahead and take you guys a nice vacation at a reasonable price with a trusted travel agent, you know? And that could be a solo trip, a trip with your boo thang, a family trip, a girl's trip, a guy's trip, whatever. Just let me let y'all know this right now. Visit T-Booked It. T-B-B-O-O-K-E-D-I-T. Follow them on Instagram, or you can send them an email at tbbookedit@gmail.com. The world is a beautiful place. Let them go ahead and help you discover it. Go ahead and release those stress vibes and go ahead and enjoy your vacation. At TB Booked It, they got all the reasonable deals. And just let them know your girl Shanice, she sent you there.
Name is Shanice and she's the one. Her name is Shanice and she's the one.
Cell of the Park Hill Crew. Volume 1. Tap into Alicia Shanice Reviews.
How you gonna have a clear mind when you was 8 and seen your sister die? 2 years older than him, baby was 10, he held her in his arms. Traumatized the pain of losing siblings, that shit really hurt. She can't wanna play ball, but they don't pay off like the streets at all. On top of that, don't make it better that his daddy died. Not natural causes, young and pops committed suicide. Trying to get that monkey off your back, it's like a do or die. They say when it's your time, then it's your time, guess it was time for Carl. Terry a good mind, but losing kids is hard to cope with. Husband gone, son's in the street, no she don't want this. Aside the others, out of 3 kids, so now he run shit. Been doing crack, dealing with all these tragic moments. 1994 came up in Detroit, a real D-boy. Trying to teach his little brother to be the one and not the decoy. But got his little cousin out here trapping all in the streets for him. Story of the Jones, Big Bro gon' tell the rest, just keep the beat going.
Tales of the Park Hill Crew.
The Jones Reunion, the final completion of Chapter 9, starting at page 288. After Shaquem changes shirts, they leave out, heading over stones. They make a stop to the hood store first to holler at Abdul and grab some blunts. When they walk in, they run into Black Tony. "Where y'all little niggas headed to?" he asked them. "The studio," Damien replies. "Oh, yeah. Hit me up when you come back to the hood. I need to holler at you about some shit." "For sure. Everything good?" Damien asked him suspiciously. "Yeah, everything gravy. Just need to talk some business shit," Black Tony says. "Bet. Hit you up later," Damien tells him. When they get back in the truck, Shaquem asks him, "The fuck you think that grimy motherfucker wants?" Referring to Black. Tony, "I imagine he heard about the deal I worked out with Big Leon. Now he wants to work his way in." "No, if you don't tell that nigga what he wants to hear, he gonna be on some setup shit. You want me to holler at a side?" "That's not necessary. I already know how I'm gonna handle Tony ass." "All right, that's one slick motherfucker." "I already know, Sha." When they arrive at Stone's, he's already outside, standing in the driveway, talking to Rick. "Sup, young bloods?" "Shit. Can we get some studio time?" Shaquem asks. Stone looks at him, puffing on his cigar. "We can work something out. But now, we need to go next door and work this shit out. Before I change my damn mind," Stone tells him. "Man, don't start, Stone. We already worked the deal out," Damien says. Rick laughs. "All right, Stone G, I'll holler at you later." They dap it up, and Rick pulls off. "Come on, she waiting for y'all," Stone says, walking the boys next door. When they walk in the house, La Brea is sitting at the kitchen table with her boyfriend Mozzie, rolling a blunt. "What's up, Unc?" she says. "What up, though? I see y'all got it coming together in here, huh?" "Yeah, they gonna deliver the living room furniture tomorrow." "Okay. These my little homies, Damien and Shaquem, I was telling you about." "Hey, how y'all doing?" she asks. "We cool. Nice to meet you," Damien says. "This my boyfriend Mozzie," she says, introducing him. "What up, homie?" Damien says, giving him a handshake. Mozzie shakes his hand with a mean mug on his face. "So you gonna be living here too?" Shaquem asks him. "Yeah. Is that a problem?" Mozzie asks defensively. "Chill, bae," La Brea tells him. Shaquem smirks. "It wasn't like that, homie. We're just gonna be doing a lot of shit out of here, and we wanna know who's gonna be around our product. That's all." Damien sits at the table next to La Brea and starts filling her in on the structure of their business dealings. As he is talking, he starts getting annoyed from Mozzie's energy. "That sounds cool. I can handle that. Stone was telling me you got the hookup on some pistols," she says. "Oh yeah, I got whatever you need. I'll take you to my man's and let you pick out what you want, Damien tells her. Mozzie laughs. Hey, homie, you got a fucking problem? Damien yells. Mozzie stands up. Damien stands up as well, with his hand touching his pistol, ready for whatever. Nah, we ain't got no motherfucking problem, do we, Mozzie? Stone says calmly. Mozzie, chill the fuck out, Brea tells him. He sits down next to her. Now look, we talked about all this shit before I invited my peoples over here. Everything was settled. So I don't know what type of big man syndrome you on, but you need to chill out. This is business. And this our city, Stone tells him. Mozzie looks at him.
You right, Stone. No disrespect. My bad, little niggas. I just got out the joint, so I be bugged out sometime. No disrespect to y'all. Doing your thing and bringing me and my girl in. My apologies.
Damien looks at him, then looks at Shaquem. Shaquem gives him the hand signal to just calm down. Damien chuckles. So we got a deal, Brea? You ready to make this motherfucking money? Hell yeah. I was in KC doing my thing. Just some shit had gone down and we had to relocate. But it's all good now. We just needed to start over. All right. Well, I'll call you when my mans get some shit ready to show you. I gotta call him first. Bet. I need some shit. This a new city, and what we got going on, I need to be strapped. All right. We gonna head out then, Damien tells her.
So y'all be rapping, huh? Mozzie asks.
We got a group. Basically our hood. I make the beats with Stone, Damien tells him. Shaquem stands there observing Mozzie.
I be rapping too. Maybe I can come over there, do some shit with y'all niggas, says Mozzie.
Oh yeah? Maybe we can work something out, Damien says, brushing him off. They all walk out and go next door with Stones. When they get down to the studio, Damien busts out laughing. Yo, OG, the fuck is up with that nigga? I mean, she seemed cool as hell, but I don't know what's up with her nigga. He seemed charmed the fuck out.
He cool, y'all. He down for whatever and loyal as fuck. It's just some motherfucker slipped some shit in his drink one night, so his mind goes in and out. But he won't be a problem for y'all. They've been together for years and about their money. It will be cool. That's my word.
I hear you, Aunt, Shaquem says, skeptical. Little nigga, I ain't gonna link y'all with no motherfuckers I don't trust. Shit, that's my house they staying in. Chill the fuck out, Stone tells him, and Damien starts laughing. They all start working on some music, and a few hours pass, and Stone's wife orders them some food. When the food arrives, the three of them sit there eating, smoking, and drinking.
Sha, your skills getting nice. I'm telling y'all, my homie in ATL was filling our mixtapes. We've been putting together lately.
Yeah, D told me what you said, and that he got connects too.
Hell yeah, he does. A lot of independent work for a record company. I'm trying to get him to come here and check one of y'all shows out. It's just they used to sign an R&B acts, so we have to show him we nice. But he filling y'all tapes, and he wants to see y'all perform on stage.
Shit, when can he come down? Damien asks excitedly.
I don't know. I'm gonna give him a ring this week and see when a good time will be. But D, he loves your beats too. The songs he liked the most was all you.
For real?
I told him y'all like my sons. I just let y'all come and do your thing.
Shit. It's getting late, D. Take me back to the hood. I told Carmen I would chill with her tonight.
Stone starts laughing. Yo ass finally out of hot water, huh? Shaquem chuckles. We back cool. I can always tell when y'all beefing. I ask her where you at, and she be like, who is that? Stone tells them, and they all start laughing. All right, Unc, we out. They both give them some dap. Y'all be safe out here, young bloods, especially fucking with them Mexicans. Let me know if you need me. For sure. We being careful, Unc, Damien tells them. When they walk out to the truck parked on the side of the street, Mozzie is sitting on the porch. All right, little homies. My bad about earlier, he yells over to them. We good, homie, Damien yells over there. What you over there drinking on? Shaquem asks him. Some motherfucking gin, Mozzie yells. That motherfucking gin make you sin, Shaquem yells jokingly. Don't I know it, little nigga, Mozzie replies. And they all laugh. Damien and Shaquem get in the truck and pull off. Man, that nigga seem crazy as hell. I don't know about him, cuz, Damien says. Bro might be cool. If he got some shit slipped in his drink, like Stone said, you know how that shit will fuck you up. Look at our cousin Big Mel. Remember back in the day? He used to be the motherfucking man. You right, Sha. That mean old girl Brea, one loyal motherfucker holding down after that. Most bitches would have been a dipped off. Right. She seemed cool as hell, though. Like she gonna be about the money. When Damien drops Shaquem off at Carmen's house, he sees Lucky and Kato sitting on the porch. They walk over to the truck and hop in with Damien and go to the store and talk to Abdul. When they walk in the store, Abdul is behind the counter. Abdul, I need to bring my homegirl up here. She need to cop something from you, Damien tells him. What she need? Abdul asks. Pistol, probably a 357. Something to keep in her crib. You can bring her here this weekend, Abdul tells him. Bet. I'll bring her Saturday around 3. Black Tony walks in the store with 3 other dudes. What up, though? He says to Damien. Shit, what up, my nigga? You had to holler at me, right? Damien says. Yeah. Nigga, you sure ain't invited nigga to the meeting along with everybody else, huh? Black Tony says with entitlement. Damien looks at him with a straight face sitting on the stool. Wasn't no reason, my nigga. But that don't mean we can't work shit out. Why you tripping? I ain't tripping. But you know what it is. I'm trying to get it too. Me and Asai put your little ass on. Don't act brand new. Look, my nigga. I don't mind looking out, but don't get shit fucked up. Asai put me on, and I don't owe nobody shit. When he got locked up, nobody was looking out for me. I had to go out and find my own connect, Damien says, standing his ground. I hear you, my nigga. Ain't nobody trying to argue. I'm just trying to eat too. I got you, bro. Come holler at me tomorrow. Come work some shit out. Black Tony starts smiling. That's all I'm asking, he says, giving Damien some dap. A few weeks pass, and everything is working smoothly with Damien's plan with his crew and security team he put together for his organization. Damien and Shaquem are getting Julio his money on time and paying the extra tax as agreed. One afternoon, Carmen is at home, and her doorbell rings. When she looks at the peephole, she sees Angel. She takes a deep breath and opens the door. Hey, what's up, Angel? Hey, Carmen. Are you busy? Nah, just watching TV. Can I come in? I was just trying to talk to you about something. Yeah, come on. As she starts to walk in, she stops abruptly. Is Shaquem over here? No, ain't nobody here but me. Okay, good. I wanted to talk in private. About what? Have you talked to Damien lately?
Yeah, I was with him last night at the studio.
Oh. He ain't been answering none of my calls. I've been trying to reach him about something important. I was hoping you could give him a message for me.
What's the message?
Well, first, I want to apologize for snapping off on you that day. I have been getting into it with everybody, Donna, my cousins, Andy. But I have been off my meds. I never told you, but I have to take medicine for my bipolar disorder. And I had ran out, she explains with tears coming down her face.
You okay, Angel?
I didn't know that. I mean, I knew you were acting different and had never seen you that way before. I know. I've been through so much shit with my mom. It's hard for me to confide in people. I just wanted you to tell Damien that when I went to go get my meds and checkup, I found out I was pregnant. Carmen's eyes get big.
You're what, Angel?
I'm 2 months pregnant. The only reason I've been trying to get in touch with Damien is because I'm back staying with my mom. And I ain't got nobody and I wanted to tell him. I'll tell him for you, Angel.
What do you think you're gonna do?
I'm not sure. I live from house to house right now. I don't have no job. I already know Damien don't want shit to do with me. But I don't even got no money for no abortion either.
Does your mom know?
I don't talk to my mom about shit.
Do you see how Miss Brenda and Terry are?
But I ain't got shit on my mama.
Damn. I'm sorry to hear that.
You really don't know what people be going through behind closed doors. But I promise, I'll talk to Damien for you. Do you want me to have him call you?
Girl, he ain't gonna call. I've been blowing his phone up and leaving messages. When I called Shaquem's house to see if I could catch him over there, Kim answered and told me not to call their house no more. I was hoping I could catch him here.
That sounds like Kim. But you know, she was the one who helped him with his arm after you did that. And I ain't making no excuses for him. But shit has been crazy around his way lately. But I promise, I will get the message to him for you and make sure he calls you.
Thanks, Carmen. Kind of happy that you were the one who's going to tell him.
Because I was scared to anyways. I didn't want to do it over the phone because I thought he would just hang up on me. And I was more scared in person after what I did when I was off my meds.
I got you, Angel. And if you need to talk or anything, you can call me.
Angel smiles and gives Carmen a hug.
All right, girl. Let me go because the next bus will be coming soon.
Hey, Angel. Does he have your mom's number to call you?
It's on his caller ID 20 times a day. He has it.
Okay, girl. I got you.
Angel leaves to catch the bus back home.
Later that evening, Carmen wakes up from her nap and hears loud voices coming from outside. She looks out the front window and sees Shaquem, Damien, Lucky standing in front of Damien's truck talking to a few other guys from the neighborhood. She opens the front door and calls Shaquem's name over. He walks over.
What's up, bae? Look like you just waking up, he says, giving her a hug.
I am. I was tired today, she says, laughing.
Oh, yeah? Getting that beauty rest, huh?
Where y'all coming from?
Y'all been missing in action y'all was all day.
We had to bust a few moves, that's all. Just business.
She looks at him and rolls her eyes. Listen to you, she says, joking. He laughs.
Can you please tell Damien to come here? I have to tell him something.
About what?
I had a visitor stop by Miles earlier with the message for him. Who the fuck came over here looking for D? I ain't telling you, because then you're not going to tell him to come see what I want. Must be that bitch Angel. Hell no. Keep that bitch away from my motherfucking cousin. Boy, stop calling girls bitches. Go tell him, please. What time your mom's get off work? She ain't at work. She went to the casino. So I don't know what time she coming back home. She been gone for a while, so it could be any minute now. Fuck. I was trying to get a minute, he says, laughing. Boy, shut up. That's all you think about. You gonna come by my house tonight? I might, she says, smiling. He kisses her lips and walks back over to Damien. Yo, Carmen wanna talk to you. Damien walks straight over. What up with you, sis? Nothing. What are you about to do? Go get something to eat. Run by Shirley crib in the studio. Okay. Somebody stopped by my house looking for you today. Who? It was Angel. She said she'd been calling you, but you've been ignoring her. Should I have? Bitch is crazy. Tell her I moved out of the fucking country. D, I ain't telling that damn girl that. She apologized and said she'd been off her meds, but she'd been back taking them. Did you know she was bipolar? Mia has mentioned it, but ain't no fucking excuse. I ain't got time for Angel. I got way too much other shit going on. Carmen can tell he's not trying to hear anything regarding Angel, so she just blurts out, she's pregnant, Amia. I don't give a fuck. It ain't mine. She sits next to him on the porch. Now, when you get so heartless? She says she 2 months, and she found out when she went to the clinic to get her meds. If you talk back to her, tell her I said congratulations, but it ain't mine. 2 months ago, y'all was heavy, and I personally don't think she was fucking around with you. Sis, she probably lying just to get me to call her. I don't know if she lying or not. She seemed like she was telling the truth, so you should call her. If she is, she can't keep it. I ain't ready for no kid, especially from no fucking psycho like her. Just call her, D. Maybe she'll get an abortion, but she doesn't have no money to get that either. She said she better living with her moms in the projects. That shit ain't gonna last. Her mama crazy as hell. That's what she was saying. So maybe you should call her. I might call her tomorrow, but I gotta roll. I'll let you see. Boy, don't brush me off. You know you ain't that heartless. This me you talking to. Just call the damn girl, please. He shakes his head and walks back next door. When Damien drives off with Shaquem, Lucky, and Kato, he tells them what Carmen said about Angel, and Shaquem busts out laughing. You think she lying? He goes on to ask. I don't know, Sha. I hope so. I don't want no baby, especially with that crazy bitch. I feel you, cuz, but if she pregnant, you're gonna have to call her. I know, I will tomorrow. Damn, I never thought D would be the first one out of us to get a bitch pregnant. I thought it would have been Shop or Kato nasty ass first, Lucky says. Fuck you, nigga, Kato yells, and they all burst out laughing. When they make it back over Shirley's house, they go down to the basement to get the product ready for the drops and head to the studio after. Over at the studio, they're all drinking and crumped up, and the studio was full of people. Mozzie walks down to the basement with his fifth of Seagram's gin in his hand. As always. Hey, y'all. It's some niggas parked across the street. Them motherfuckers look suspicious, he tells him. What kind of car they in? Stone asks. A blue Cutlass.
Lucky eyes get big, knowing that's the description of the car his family was told Monica disappeared in. He jumps up fast with his pistol. Shaquem marches behind him. Hey, y'all motherfuckers calm down, Stone says, marching after them. When they go outside, no car was out there. Mozzie walks out. Where was they parked at? Stone asks him.
Them motherfuckers was parked right there, in front of your house. Eyeing this motherfucker. They watched me go in and everything.
It probably was just some niggas trying to come to the studio. Your ass just paranoid as always, Shaquem tells him. They all start laughing.
You know Mozzie, always ready for some battlefield shit, Stone says jokingly.
They all go back downstairs, and Damien starts mixing some beats with Shaquem. Lucky and Mozzie go in and out the booth, spin some rhymes. Kato sit there on the phone with a girl as usual, and Stone and his boys sitting at the table playing a game of bones.
Shit, I need to get back to the hood, Kato says.
Nigga, you just trying to hurry up and get back for some bitch, Damien says. Fuck you, Kato replies. Simp ass, Lucky says jokingly. Mozzie walks back out to the booth and trips over a cord, stumbling to get up.
Man, take your drunk ass home, Stone tells him.
All the guys start laughing, seeing how drunk Mozzie is.
I ain't drunk, motherfucker, he says, stumbling.
They just all laugh.
I am about to go home, though. A nigga hungry. Bray was cooking when I left the shit.
What she cook? Damien asks.
Some motherfucking chicken and macaroni. And that's my favorite,
Mozzie says, rubbing his belly.
You old hungry motherfucker, Stone says, throwing the domino on the table.
All right, y'all. I'm out for the night, Mozzie says, giving all of them some dap and walking out. They stay a while longer, and when the four of them get ready to leave, as they're walking out to the truck, as soon as they get to the end of the driveway, a car parked a few houses up starts up and speeds up, spraying bullets at them.
Damien starts shooting back, and immediately Mozzie runs out of the house, shooting back at the blue Cutlass with his gun. The car skirts off. I got one of them motherfuckers. I swear. Any of y'all hit? Y'all good? Mozzie screams.
All of them jump up. Stone and his wife and his homeboys run outside. So does Brea with her gun as well.
Y'all good? Stone yells.
We good, Lucky says with his adrenaline rushing.
That was Black and his niggas, he goes on to say.
Who? Stone yells.
They fucking dead.
Damien stands there silent, tuning them out as they're all yelling.
See, Stone? I don't have time for this type of bullshit. You inviting a whole bunch of niggas to this house, now this shit,
Stone's wife yells.
Chill. Just chill, Stone tells her.
We got fucking kids in the house, she yells. I know that shit. Damn,
he yells back.
That wasn't no fucking Black, Damien blurts out.
They all look at him.
Who was it?
Shaquem asks.
That was Dale, bitch ass, Damien tells them.
What the fuck you mean that was Dale? Why the fuck would he come shooting at us?
Lucky ass. Shaquem puts his head down.
Sure that was that nigga?
He asks.
Yeah. That whole ass nigga was on the passenger side. That's his cousin Eric car.
When we start beefing with Dale? Kato asks.
Me and that nigga have some words. I'll handle this shit, Damien says. I tell you what, you better handle this shit. This my motherfucking house they came to. I told you that little nigga wasn't right a long time ago. When you brought him here. Stone barks at Damien. Walking around his house. Looking around. Damien puts his head down, not responding to Stone. They stand outside for a while. The police come, but they all say they didn't see anything. While driving home later, it's silence in the truck. D, when you start keeping shit from us, fam, Lucky blurts out. What you talking about, Luck? Damien asks. We've been looking for this whole ass motherfucker. You said you heard he dipped out of town on some other shit. Now all of a sudden, he come by the studio trying to kill us. You talking about y'all had words? What the fuck is this shit? Lucky yells. It ain't what you're thinking, Luck. Just let me handle it. You don't know what the fuck I'm thinking. I want to know what the fuck happened. This nigga disappeared right after my sister got killed. Now he pulls up in the same kind of car that she left in, shooting at us. What the fuck you trying to say, nigga? Damien yells in defensive mode. I ain't trying to say shit, motherfucker, but I am wondering why my so-called brother, my motherfucking day one, know more shit about who killed my sister than he been telling me. Chill up. D wouldn't do you like that. We brothers. Y'all niggas chill, Shakim says, trying to calm them both down. Sha, you ain't never trusted that nigga deal. Why you ain't surprised? Seemed like you already knew they was beefing, Lucky says. Kato sits in the back of the truck with Lucky, confused about this entire situation. The tension grows stronger in the truck. Damien pulls in front of Lucky's house and parks. Let me handle this shit, Luck. I know how to handle Dale, Damien says calmly. Fuck you! Let me out this motherfucker, he tells Shakim. Shakim opens the door, letting the seat up so Lucky can get out. Hey, I'm gonna get out here too, Kato says. Damien lets him out on his side. I'll find this shit out myself, Lucky yells. Yo, Luck, let me handle this shit. You're gonna get your ass killed not knowing what's going on. Then fucking tell me, because I got a feeling this shit leads back to my motherfucking sister, Lucky screams angrily. Shakim lays his head on a Bronco, knowing Damien doesn't have a choice but to tell Lucky the truth. Look, bro. Dale ain't kill your sister. But he is the cause of the shit, Damien blurts out. What? Kato yells. Lucky stands still and calm. Who killed my sister? He asks softly. Damien takes a deep breath. Dale got high and got to running his mouth about the robbery and about the little cousin. One of Black Peoples was over his baby mama house and told Black he wanted payback and thought Monica was the way to get at us. You knew this shit this whole time? Lucky asked him. Man, Carlos found out.
told me a while ago. But he also told me Julio wanted the situation on pause. I mean, both of our crews move weight for him. He ain't want no war. That's why Black ain't never come trying to do no shit to us. Why Dale want you dead? Lucky asked him. I went to go kill Dale for running his motherfucking mouth. I decided to let the motherfucker go. I told him to dip out of town, me and Carlos both. He wasn't supposed to come back, Luck. Lucky walks calmly in front of Damien. A tear rolled down his eye. He punches Damien straight in the jaw. But Damien takes it like a man. I deserve that shit, he mumbles. Shaquem grabs Lucky back. Get the fuck off me! You knew this shit too, didn't you? He yells. Nigga, if I would have told you what happened, Julio was gonna have you killed. Both sides worked for him. He ain't want no war. I was protecting you, I swear. When I found the new plug, I was gonna tell you everything, Damien blurts out. Oh, so now you was protecting me. Fuck you, motherfucker. You weren't protecting shit but your pockets. Fuck my sister, huh? Because all you think about is your motherfucking money. That's fucked up, D. You knew this shit too, Sha? We supposed to be brothers, Kato says. I found out later. But he was looking out for all of us, Shaquem says. Carmen walks outside. What's wrong? Why y'all yelling at each other? Shaquem walks over to her porch. Go on back in the house, Carmen. I'll call you in a minute to talk to you. What happened? I'll tell you later. She sees from his facial expression it's serious and goes back in. Tell you what, fuck both of y'all, Lucky says and walks in the house. Kato goes in after to check on him. Damien and Shaquem get in the truck and drive around to Shaquem's house. That nigga about to go do something stupid, Shaquem says. I know, Damien replies. The next day, Shaquem walks around to Lucky's house and knocks on his door. His mom answers. Hey, Shaquem, how you doing, baby? Doing good, Miss Lurie, how are you? I'm maintaining. How's Terry been? I ain't been seeing her around lately. She the same old Terry. She been around. She was just at the house when I left. Okay. Well, tell her I said hi. You looking for Lucky? Yes, ma'am. Hold on, let me get him for you. She walks back in the house and gets Lucky, and he comes on the porch where Shaquem is waiting. What up? What up, bro? You good? Shaquem asks him. Hell no, I ain't good. I found out my two so-called brothers some real snake motherfuckers. Chill out, Luck. You know me better than that. I found out that shit later and was pissed. But when D told me everything, I felt where he was coming from, too. But you want to see him killed? He trying to move smart. Julio one crazy motherfucker. Even if that is the case, y'all niggas should have told me. Now this whole ass nigga Dale trying to shoot at us. And we ain't even know we was in no so-called beef with this nigga. Shit, you right, bro. That's why I'm here. We brothers. We gotta fix this shit. Sha, I'll be real with you right now. I ain't trying to hear none of this shit you and your cousin talking about. But I'm gonna tell you something right now. That nigga Black, he a dead man walking. Believe me. I'm going off that motherfucker first chance I get. And fuck Julio. Straight up. Shaquem looks at him
and can see his eyes, he is dead serious.
Look, bro, I hear you, but it ain't smart to roll on black right now, especially in that nigga hood. Ain't no getting out of that shit alive.
Nigga, I don't give a fuck. I'll go out blasting for my motherfucking sister.
Chill, bro. Trust me, I lost my sister too. I know how the fuck you feel. After her murder, I damn near lost my whole fucking family from that. Trust me, we gonna get them niggas. Let's just move smart.
Shy, is this you talking or D? Because you the last person who will be telling me to slow down on rolling on this fool.
Shaquem puts his hands on Lucky's shoulder.
Bro, it's me talking. I want us to make it out of this shit alive. At first, I wasn't trying to hear that shit either, but I thought about it. We have to move smart.
Who we need to be looking for is that bitch-ass nigga Dale.
Another one of your cousins fuck up.
Look, believe me, I feel you, but this ain't the time for the crew to divide. At the end of the day, we family.
I used to think that shit too, Shy. But when it's all said and done, Damien only wants to be brothers when it benefits him. I choose family over money, bro.
But look, I'ma holler at you. Lucky walks back in the house. Shaquem walks back home, and Damien is sitting on the porch waiting for him.
Where you coming from, bro?
Damien asks. Around from Luck Crib.
Oh, yeah? What'd he say?
Man, he pissed. Ain't no telling what he might do. I'm gonna be surprised if he gonna light the whole 12th Street up.
I gotta try to get through to him. I was trying to let him cool down first. He gonna end up making shit hotter than it is. If he goes and do some dumb shit, man.
Shaquem looks at him surprised by what he said.
Nigga, that's why you're worried about him? Making shit hot for us? I'm worried about losing my motherfucking brother in a war. He ain't ready for it.
Shy, you think I'm not? But at the same time, I gotta look after all of us, not just Luck.
You getting cold out here, cuz. Make sure you don't lose yourself.
They look and see Angel walking towards the house.
Fuck, Damien mumbles.
Shaquem chuckles. She walks in front of the house but stops, too afraid to walk all the way up.
Damien, can I talk to you for a minute, please?
He walks on the sidewalk by her.
How you get over this way? He asks.
Caught the city bus. You ain't been returning my calls.
I've been busy, Angel.
Carmen told me she told you my news.
Yeah. What you want me to do about it?
That's what I wanted us to talk about. What do you want me to do?
The fuck you think? And how you know it's mine?
What? Damien, don't come at me like that. You know I was only with you the whole time we were together.
I don't know shit. I sure didn't know your ass was crazy as hell.
Really? I can't believe you. Well, it's yours.
You should get an abortion.
She shakes her head and her eyes water up as he stands there cold as ice.
I don't have no money for no abortion. How I know you really pregnant? This could be a scam to get some money from me.
She looks at him. Then gets in his face, looking him dead in the eyes. They stand in silence for about 2 minutes.
Tell you what, I'll get the money to Carmen and have her go with you to take care of your situation.
But I ain't giving you no money after you stabbed me. And damn sure don't want no baby with somebody with mental issues. She burst out crying. Fuck you, she screamed, storming off. Damien walks back to the porch with no care in the world about how he just treated Angel. Yo, look, Sha, we gotta figure out what the fuck we gonna do about Dale. We gonna have to kill this motherfucker. Where you think he's staying at? He's somewhere laying low. He knows I seen him last night. Plus, he knows Black after his ass too. Trust me, he ain't just out here moving freely like that. You right, D. That's the only reason he tried to move on us at the studio, catching us off guard. But he knows where all our spots at. We gotta put Shirley and the twins on notice too. That nigga know where we keep all our shit at. Fuck. I'll run over there in a minute. Talk to Kato? Nope. Call and tell him to come around here. Maybe I can get him to get through the luck. You don't get it, nigga, do you? Ain't no common lucky ass Dom. That was his motherfucking sister. You have to realize that shit, D. Quit thinking about yourself. Damien mean mugs him and walks in the house. A few hours later, Damien and Shaquem return from checking on their spots, making sure everything is maintained and smooth in the operation. As they're sitting on Shaquem's porch with a side homie Simeo, Carmen storms up. I need to talk to you. Damn, what I do now? Shaquem blurts out confused. Not you, Sha, your cousin. Damien starts shaking his head, flickering the ash from his blunt. I'm not in the mood, see? Damien, I said I need to talk to you. Shaquem looks at her. What's wrong, Carmen? Angel been around there crying to you, he asks. She looks at Shaquem and rolls her eyes. Come on, see. We can go in the house. Ain't nobody here, Damien tells her. They walk in the living room and he plops on the couch. Carmen, I'm going to tell you right now. Don't come in here taking up for that bitch. You my sister. Continuing to mumble. It ain't even got shit to do with you. It got something to do with me when you fucking volunteer my services to take somebody to get a fucking abortion. Shit, I ain't about to take her. And I ain't giving her no money. We don't even know if this bitch pregnant. Damien, why you hate that girl so much? What? That bitch stabbed me. Fuck my clothes up. Man, that whole lucky I ain't kill her ass. Wow. What you say that for? I'm serious. You changed, D. You starting to let the streets get the best of you. I mean, I can understand you wanting to be about your money and make a better situation for yourself with everything you've been through. But you becoming a different person. What the hell would the old you be beefing with luck for? That's like your day one. Since forever. You don't even know what that's about, see? Yes, I do, Damien. I heard most of the argument last night. Look, I ain't judging you, but this situation with Angel is fucked up. I believe she really is pregnant, and I don't think she was cheating on you. She was too in love with you and always trying to be up under you. Carmen, I don't want no baby by her. I understand that, but that don't mean treat her like she a dog on the fucking street. Yeah, she got some issues, but you out of all people should understand how she grew up. All that traumatizing stuff she been through? Come on, D. You can't be that heartless. Carmen, we all got fucking problems. And I can't worry about that girl right now. I got too much other shit on my mind. If you feel bad for her, I will give you the money to go with her to get the abortion. But I ain't going with her, and I ain't putting none of my money in her hand. She looks at him with disbelief because of how heartless he's acting.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Shakim comes in the house. Everything good in here? He asks.
Yep, everything great, Damien says.
They stay silent for a few moments.
Look, see, you my sister, and I do love you, so I say this shit respectfully.
Shakim might let you act like his mama, but you damn sure not mine. So take your advice and give it to your new best friend, Angel, who you got all this new loyalty to.
Hey, chill, motherfucker. Don't talk to my girl like that, Shakim barks at him. I ain't disrespecting her, Sha. I love both of y'all. I swear I do. But that old me, both of y'all keep talking about, he gone. I'm about business and protecting our circle. So it is what it is.
They both stand there in shock at Damien's cold responses.
About to roll over Shirley crib. Got a drop coming over there. Damien says, walking out the house.
You good, bae? Shakim asks Carmen.
Yeah, she says, giving him a hug.
You better be careful, Sha, before you let Damien pull you in some shit you can't get out of.
He looks down and she grabs his face and adds, I'm serious, baby. I love you so much. But there's some other shit going on with Damien. He hugs her tightly.
I know. I'll talk to him later.
Damien arrives over Shirley's house. And when he walks in, she's sitting at the kitchen table listening to jazz music, having a glass of wine with her cigarette in her hand.
What up, cuz? You here feeling good, huh? He says.
Hey, boy. This grown folks music, she says, puffing her square.
He laughs.
Yeah, I guess so, huh?
She can look at his face and see something is bothering him.
What's on your mind, D?
Just life, he says as he takes a seat next to her.
This lifestyle getting to you.
I can handle it.
You sure?
Your operation is expanding.
And that itself will turn you cold. I seen it happen firsthand with my husband.
Shit, he must have been doing something right. You remain loyal to him after all these years and you ain't end up like my mama strung out of all that shit.
You think he did something right?
He ain't gone.
Probably he'll never see the light of day again. He gone.
Shit. I should be ashamed of my own damn self getting my boys in this game.
Gave you my word, cuz. I'm looking out for him.
Damien, let me tell you something. We all say that shit in the beginning. But when your time is up, it's up. Only a few people make it out this game alive. And even if they do, they lose somebody in the meantime. I'm a grown woman, so I know what I signed up for. But the first bullshit I see that puts my boys in danger, we pulling out. I don't give a fuck. Now, is that understood?
I hear you. We already talked about all of this.
Well, you got niggas shooting at you. I hope you handled that.
I'm working on it.
How did it go with your dad? Seemed like you've been different ever since you made that trip.
It was cool. I hadn't seen him in years. I quit going up there.
Damien,
You know your dad got a lot of connections, and a lot of people respects him.
I know. That's the only reason why I went to go see that nigga. Just business.
I don't think I could ever forgive him for fucking up my mom's life like that. Getting on that shit ruined her.
Damien, look, you becoming a man yourself, so I'm gonna do something that other people might be scared to do.
What's that?
Be honest with your ass. Those days in the 80s was a different time. We was trying to get the money. You hear? And to be real, all of us fucked with that shit. It was a quick high, and nobody knew what it would turn into. Nobody knew it would turn you into a fucking zombie like that. It was due. It was fast money. And your daddy loved your mama. Believe that. If he would have known what it would have turned her into, he would have never. That nigga was loyal and didn't take no shit. He would have never got locked up in the first place if it wasn't for his own connect. And he had been dealing with him for years. He got done dirty, and the same shit you selling, you giving it to somebody else, mama. So you look in the mirror when you talk about Slim. That's still your fucking dad.
Yeah, I hear you.
I don't want you just to hear, but understand as well. And don't push your day one peoples away who've been there from the start.
I got you. Let me go downstairs and get this shit. Gotta make a drop.
Okay, baby. Just be careful out there, okay?
He nods his head and goes to handle his business. Later that night, Carmen's mom is working a late shift. And she and Shaquem are laying on the couch kissing. Supposed to be watching a movie. But instead, the movie is watching them. They hear the doorbell.
Who the fuck is that? Shaquem asks. I don't know. Go see. Don't nobody come over here this late but you.
He grabs his pistol from under the couch and peeps out of the peephole.
Who is it?
Carmen asks, paranoid. It's just D, he tells her, opening the door. Yo, what you doing over here? Shaquem asks.
I just went by your crib. Kim told me you was around here.
Shit, you found me. What's going on?
Look, just came over here to apologize. I know I've been tripping lately.
Carmen rolls her eyes.
Carmen, I know you pissed at me. I'm sorry, sis. I mean, you're my best friend. Both of y'all. It's just the tension with Julio, and Carlos, the beef with Black, and Dale, hiding shit from Luck, shit with Angel, visiting my pops. It's just too much. I've been trying to handle, but you know what I'm saying? It's just got me fucked up right now.
Damien, you know I'm always here for you. And I can understand you're stressed, but it's more than that. You're getting cold on your peoples. Who you know gonna be down for you no matter what, Carmen tells him.
She right, D. You gotta make this shit right with Luck. You was wrong. Shit, we both was. We supposed to be brothers. We gotta stay solid.
Yeah, I will, but it ain't gonna be easy. Monica was his fucking blood sister. His damn twin. But at the same time, I gotta protect all of us.
This nigga Black, he protected. We gonna have to move smart on this one. I agree. But that nigga gotta be handled. Monica was family, Shaquem tells him. Damien puts his head down and starts pounding his head, feeling overwhelmed. I remember Monica telling me how Black had a big ass family and they are in the game, down to the women in the family. I think it was smart to bring Big Leon in your crew. More numbers on your side. And we all from the same side, Carmen says. Damien looks at her. That nigga used to get real money back in the 80s. He ended up getting locked up and did a bid. But he about action. We need him with us. My pops confirmed that shit. Now he knows what he be talking about, Shaquem says. Hell yeah, he do. He said he think he can help us find a new connect to get from under Julio crazy ass. I'll never forget that motherfucker for what he did to you, Shy. I brought this on myself, D. I fucked over my girl and put you in a bad situation with your mans. Putting that shit up my nose. I'm trying to shake it, though. Make it up to both of y'all. I'll be right back, Carmen says. You mad at me? Shaquem asks. No, just gotta run to the bathroom. She runs to the back and makes a secret phone call and walks back into the living room. 20 minutes pass and the doorbell rings. Who the fuck is that? Shaquem yells paranoid again. He and Damien both grab their burners, looking out the window and the peephole. Shit, it's Luck, Shaquem says, hurrying to open the door. What's up, bro? Everything good? He asks Lucky. Damien sits on the couch, not knowing what to expect from him. Carmen just called me and asked me to come over here. She said she had to talk to me about something. When he sees Damien, he stops and sighs. Damn, see, was this a setup or something? It ain't like that, Luck. Look, maybe I overstepped, but y'all need to talk. Y'all gotta work this shit out. We all we got, she says, pleading with him. Lucky looks at Damien while me mugging him at the same time. That's what you went back there for? Shaquem asks her. She nods her head, yes. Man, sit down, Luck, so we can try to handle this shit, Shaquem tells him. It ain't gonna get handled, Sha. I just ain't fucking with your cousin no more. Damien looks at him. Don't look at me like that, motherfucker. You know, I'm pissed at Sha. But me and him can move past this because I can already imagine how you got his head manipulating him because all you think about is yourself. Look, you just hurt right now. But you know deep down, I would never purposely do some shit to fuck you over, especially over no money. We get that shit together. But I was wrong for keeping that shit from you. I just knew if I told you the truth, you was gonna pop Black first chance you got. And Carlos had already warned me. If we went after him, we was all dead. Not only was Black family gonna be looking for us, but also Julio. He got a lot of business that way. As far as Dale, shit fucked me up. I ain't know what to say. But we can't do this shit without you. So, we just letting the motherfucking Mexicans run our business? Tell us who we can run down on and shit? Lucky ass. Look, we just starting out. Come with the game. That's why I'm trying to build a solid confederation. So we make our own rules. But if we go after them motherfuckers now, everybody gonna take that shit disrespectful. And we'll have a target on our families. I hear you, D. But if I'm being honest, if I run into that hoe ass nigga, I can't make no promises. But if I do something, it won't be led back to you. Deep down, I know this shit my fault for coming up with that plan to rob his shit. He lost a cousin, and I lost a sister. It should be even, but I can't let that nigga get away with this shit. She was innocent. I agree. It just gotta be done right. And we gotta handle Dale immediately. So we good, bro. Shaquem asked Lucky, giving him a hug and some dap. Yeah. Bonded brothers to the death, he assured Shaquem. Damien gets up and walks over to Lucky. I apologize, bro. He reaches his hand out to dap Lucky up. Lucky reaches out to give him some dap, but punches Damien in the face, catching him off guard. Shaquem jumps between them. Damien catches his balance and wipes the blood off his lip. We good now, but you deserve that shit, Lucky says. Damien mean mugs him. Let it go, D. He had to get that shit off. You gotta respect that. It happened in-house, but only us, Shaquem says, trying to de-escalate the situation. Damien reaches his hand back out. This time, Lucky gives him some dap, calling a truce. One more thing, D, Lucky blurts out. What's that? When we do go after Dale, bitch ass, I'll be the one putting a bullet in his fucking head. Damien gives him some dap. No doubt, my nigga. He all yours. Carmen looks at them and eases off into her room. Shaquem follows her. What's wrong, Mocha? I think it just hit me how much shit has changed. Even though I see it every day and we're all together, I just realized how real shit is. And I pray I don't lose you. You won't. He says, hugging her tightly. The next day, Damien drives over to Angel's projects on the other side of town. He parks in front of her mom's apartment and sits there for a moment, hesitant about going to the door. Since he's only been over there once and stayed in the car while she went in to get her mail, he sits there, not sure what he wants to say to her, but knowing they have to have a discussion. He slowly gets out of the truck and knocks on the door. A large man with a dirty beater and nasty scruffy beard opens the door smelling like heavy alcohol. Who the fuck is you? He yells. I'm a friend of Angel's. Is she here? Is that damn girl here? The man yells to a woman sitting in the living room. Angel. Somebody at the door for you, they yell upstairs. She'll be down in a minute, the man says, slamming the door in Damien's face. Ho-ass motherfucker, Damien mumbles to himself. Angel opens the door, and her eyes get big when she sees it's Damien. Hey, she says fragilely. What up? She busy? No. I was just laying down watching the Golden Girls. You and them damn old ass reruns. What you doing here, Damien? Thought you ain't want anything to do with me. It's been a lot of shit going on lately. I know I was wrong for talking to you that way. But shit, I'm fucked up. And we ain't been on good terms. I know. I am sorry for what I did. I swear. We're going to have to handle this situation. I'll pay for it and, you know what I'm saying, even take you if you want me to. She puts her head down. What's wrong? He asks her. Nothing. I'm just surprised you're here. That's all. When you want to go take care of everything? I will call and make the appointment, Damien. Why you say it like that? Like you disappointed in shit. I know you don't want to keep it, do you? I don't know. I was thinking about it. Man, don't even start thinking like that, Angel. I don't want no fucking baby. She looks at him, and he can tell she wants to cry. Look, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said it like that. But, you know, neither of us is ready for all that. We ain't even together no more. Damien, I don't have nobody. Maybe if I had this baby, that would be the one person who will love me. Come on, man. What type of shit is that to say? How you gonna take care of a baby? You live house to house now. Can you just give me a couple days to think about it and I'll let you know what I decide? Yeah, I'll give you a couple days, but you already know what needs to be done. Real shit. Angel, now I came over here to apologize like a man and try to handle my responsibility. But if I'm being honest, I don't want no baby. He looks down at the other project building and sees two dudes eyeing him funny and gets an eerie feeling. Hey, who is them two niggas? He asks her. That's Malik and CJ. Fucking CJ. I thought that nigga looked familiar, he says, paranoid. Where you know him from? That's Dale, bitch-ass cousin. And my fucking gun in the truck. What, y'all beefing or something? It's a bunch of bullshit in the air right now. I'm about to bust out. Hit me up and let me know what you decide. Are you going to answer the phone? I wouldn't have said a call if I wasn't going to answer. He says, walking to his truck fastly. When he makes it to the truck door where he can reach his pistol, Angel is still standing on the porch. Good, though? You need anything? He yells to her. I'm good. I'll call you. Bet. He gets in the truck and pulls off. Damien drives back to the hood and picks up Shaquem. Hey, bro. We're going to have to hurry up and handle this deal shit. I'm down when you down, fam. Where the fuck you think we can catch that nigga at? I don't know yet. His baby mama house is a hot spot. It'd be too many motherfuckers over there. That's how shit got out in the first place. Him over that bitch house running his motherfucking mouth. I tell you what, D. You gotta catch that nigga before he catches us. I hear you, Shy. But that nigga ain't stupid enough to come to the hood. That's why he rolled on us at the studio. Don't get comfortable thinking that shit. He knows where we be at. And everybody we fuck with live at. They pull over to Stone's house. Let me go over here and grab this money from Brea. I'll be down in a minute, Damien says. Bet. Just leave Mozzie crazy ass at home. Shaquem jokes, and they both laugh. Damien knocks on Brea's door, and Mozzie opens it with the beer in his hand. What up, my nigga? Y'all little niggas good? What up, homie? Shit, we straight. Find out who that was yet? Yep. This whole ass nigga we had some issues with a while ago. He just got back in the city, but it's getting handled. But for real though, thanks again for having our backs like that. No doubt, my nigga. Anytime, I stay ready to smoke a motherfucker. Man, your ass crazy, Damien says laughing. Brea walks in and hands Damien an envelope with some money. What up, Brea? You good? I'm good. Just tired as hell. I was just about to roll up and eat and take my ass to sleep. I feel you. I just came through for the pickup. I'm gonna go ahead and get out y'all way. Stone was telling us y'all got a show tomorrow at his club. Me and Shorty was thinking about rolling in there, Mozzie says. Hell yeah. We be wanting all our peoples in there to show us love. Come see the battles of the D. Be a whole bunch of battle rappers in there and other crews. But none of them niggas got shit on Shy. All right, bro. We in there tomorrow, Mozzie says. Bet. Let me get my ass next door. I'll holler at y'all. Damien walks next door down to the studio. And Shy Kim and Stone are sitting there listening to some music. Stone was mixing. Damn, that shit sound good. You just mixed that? Damien asks. What up, young blood? Hell yeah, been mixing all day. Trying these new drums and shit for the sound. Who you got for the lineup tomorrow? Damien asks. Look at the roster. It's over there on the table, Stone says. Damien walks over and looks at the roster paper. His eyes get big. Hold on, Unc. Them YVN niggas signed up for the perform tomorrow? What? Shy Kim says, surprised. Yeah. They came to the club yesterday saying they've been hearing how big the battle show's been getting and wanted in. Man, them niggas dope, Shy Kim says. They ain't got shit on you, bro, Damien says, assuring him. Stone chuckles. You ain't scared of no real competition, is you, young blood? Hell no. I just know they've been doing this thing for a while. I remember Asai used to roll around to some of their mixtapes. My homeboy from ATL said he got some business to handle here this weekend, too. So he gonna try to roll through. Straight up? And you just now saying something? Damien yells. He just called today, little nigga. Who the fuck you talking to like that? Stone says to Damien. Chill, Unc. I ain't mean it like that. I just know he got connections, and I want to make sure we got all our shit together. Shit. I know. That's why I almost told him not to come. Why not? Shock him ass. My partner about business. He left the street shit alone a long time ago. He used to be big in the game, and when, you know what I'm saying, his brother got locked up, he put his money into the music game. He ain't gonna wanna fuck with y'all if he finds out how hot y'all is. You acting like we big time, huh? Damien says. You getting there quick, youngin'? And you got motherfuckers coming shooting at y'all? Let me give you some advice. Slow your roll. I hear you, Unc. Mozzie said they coming tomorrow, too. Damien tells him and Shy Kim bust out laughing. All right, Unc. We gotta roll out. I gotta make it back to the hood. All right. Y'all coming back tonight? Yeah, for sure. He says, giving him some dap and leaving. As they're driving back their way to discuss, they discuss Lucky. Shy, do you really think Lucky gonna be cool, like you said? Shy Kim shakes his head. I don't know, bro. He probably will try, but if he catches Black slipping, don't think he ain't gonna start shooting. They pull in front of Lucky's house to make sure he's straight. And he meets them at the door as they're walking up. Where the fuck y'all been? I've been around both of y'all spots. Had to do some pickups and rode to the studio for a minute. Stone still pissed, Lucky ass. He was cool. We looked at the roster. He booked YVN and shit, Shy Kim tells him. Straight up, Shy, you shook? Lucky says, joking. I'm good. I remember when we used to roll around the city with your brother, listening to their mixtapes and shit, Lucky says, laughing. I know, it's crazy. I gotta roll to the store and get a blunt, Damien says. Bet, I'll roll with you, Lucky says. Go on ahead. I'm about to go see what's up with Carmen. Yo, old simp ass, Damien says, joking. Nigga, fuck you, Shaquem replies. Let's just go ahead and walk, Lucky tells him. All right. Shaquem goes over to Carmen's, and she opens the door with her eyes red. And he could tell she's been crying. Hey, she says. Man, what I do now? He blurts out. What? Everything not about you, Shaquem, she says as she walks back in the house, leaving him at the door. He walks in after her. Your mama at work? Nah, she went to the store. For real, Mocha, what's wrong? She hands him an envelope. He pulls out a $2,000 check with her name on it. Damn, who gave you this? She sits on the couch with tears coming down her eyes. My dad sent it. He sits next to her. Damn, I ain't heard you mention your pops in a while. When we broke up last time, I called him and asked him if I could come visit him for 2 weeks. At first, he said, yeah, he would send me a ticket. Then he called back and told my mom that, you know, saying he just got married and has a lot going on and just wasn't a good time. She starts crying and laying her head on his shoulder. Don't cry, baby. Maybe he does have a lot of shit going on. Shaquem, he ain't even tell me he got married. I ain't seen him in 4 years. That's fucked up, he says, holding her. She continues to cry. Carmen, don't cry over that whole ass nigga. I promise you always got me. It just hurts. Like he doesn't love me at all. Fuck him. I promise we gonna make this music shit pop off. That nigga gonna be begging you to let him be your dad then. They hear the door open, and she hurries and lifts her head up. In walks her mother. Hey, Miss Linda, Shaquem says. Hey, Shaquem, how you doing? Good, and you? I'll be better if you come help me with these groceries. No problem. You okay, sweetie? She asks Carmen. Yeah. Here, you can cash this if you want. I don't want it. Your dad sent you that money. It's yours. I understand you hurt, but don't throw that money away. Just save it for now. Trust me. It's his loss. And no matter what, mama got us. Carmen gets up and gives her mama a hug. When Damien and Lucky arrive to the store, they sit there for a while talking to Abdul. I need a new cadet, Abdul. You know anybody? Damien, I told you I got connect with guns, but I don't fuck with the drug game like that. I got some family in Grand Rapids. Let me make some calls and I'll get back to you in a couple of days. Babe, I need to figure some shit out. What's going on with the plug you've been dealing with? You've been taxing lately, and there's some more shit going on. I just need somebody else to do business with who don't come with a whole bunch of complications. Let me make a few phone calls to see what I can do for you. As soon as we get a new plug, you already know what time it is, Lucky whispers to Damien. They give each other some dap, for sure. Big Leon walks in the store. What up, little homies? Everything good? Y'all sitting here like something up. Nah, nigga, we straight. Just talking shit with Abdul. We was about to go smoke. Oh, yeah? You hear about Black Tony? Big Leon asked him. Nah, what happened? His ass got pulled over last night. They took him in. Fuck! Where he get pulled over at? Damien asked. Eastside. Fucking with some bitch. Damn. I was gonna come around to your crib later anyway. And ask you, would you roll to the Connect crib? I gotta re-up. I don't care. Why you want me to go? We got some problems? Big Leon asks. It ain't like that. I just want to show him I got peoples too. Leon looks at him. I got you, bro. Yo, Abdul, we out. Get at me. Damien yells over the counter. Abdul nods his head. Damien and Lucky exit the store. Yeah.
looking in my rearview like they trailing me. Give me props when I'm grinding. When I win, don't say congratulations. Niggas weird, they act like bitches more than bitches lately. Mind moving faster than my axes, I need steady speed.
I fought myself for all the shit that I done lost.
Every day ain't sunny, it's ups and downs, you gotta push through.
Why the fuck I feel I'm close to falling off?
You ain't never gonna fall off, that's the devil talking, nigga, keep grinding.
I take this crystal, trying to kill these crazy thoughts. I'm riding solo, fuck the world, everybody vibing off. Everybody claim they solid, white lies keep getting tossed. You fuck with them, can't fuck with me, it's certain lines you can't cross. I think these niggas try and get your baby. I turn my back to take a piss, they probably kill your baby. Went to the net but got my number, could've hit your baby. Niggas weird, they act like bitches more than bitches lately. This shit getting crazy. I keep on looking in my rearview like they trailing me. I keep on having crazy thoughts, I'm drinking heavy lean. Mind moving faster than my actions, I need steady speed. Practice what you preach, I'm still evolving, it's me checking me. Solid all these years, I feel I owe you something. Technically, I'm still paranoid, I'm riding around with heavy weaponry. Strap the ARP across my chest, this bitch investing me. Trying to find a time to give a fuck is a test of me. Tried to tell myself to say fuck it, but I can't let it go. Went through trials and tribulations just like you, I just don't let it show. You love me, you ain't gotta say a word. Actions let me know I love you, you ain't gotta think twice, can call on me for show. Court dates and hearses got me sick, I need medication. Light a wood and burp that old booster, that's my meditation. Plans with no action is just a dream, quit procrastinating. Me props while I'm grinding, when I win, don't say congratulations. I fought myself for all the shit that I done lost.
Every day ain't sunny, it's ups and downs, you gotta push through.
Why the fuck I feel I'm close to falling off?
You ain't never gonna fall off, that's the devil talking, nigga, keep grinding.
I take this crystal, trying to kill these crazy thoughts. I'm riding solo, fuck the world, everybody vibing off. Everybody claim they solid, white lies keep getting tossed. You fuck with them, can't fuck with me, it's certain lines you can't cross.
Help you enjoy the show with your girl, Shanice.